development drew to a close at the World Bank in Washington. Roy Asana was there.
In what can only be described as a firestorm exchange, Prime Minister Owen Arthur of Barbados and EU's Caribbean head, Tim Clark, exchanged words on what should be the road ahead as the 14th CGCED meetings conclude here today. Mr. Clark argued that he couldn't understand why there needed to be all the long, drawn-out process of further follow-up discussions, consultations, and more meetings. And he seemed prepared to use the occasion of these meetings here as a prelude to EU negotiations and discussions. Prime Minister Owen Arthur took the floor, saying he will have none of it. He told Mr. Clark that the EU had already started off on the wrong foot when earlier this year they attempted to divide the members of the ACP grouping. The Barbadian leader argued unequivocally that this was neither the time nor the place for the EU to be holding discussions. He reminded Mr. Clark that these 4 days of discussions and exchanges at the World Bank were just that, exchanges in a consultative capacity, and should not be construed as a negotiating forum. In the end, the two men agreed to disagree agreeably, as the Barbadian Prime Minister's words punctuated the end of their exchange. This is Roy Asana at the World Bank for BBC Caribbean Report.
The British government has released details of a 3-year development plan for Montserrat worth £75 million, about $120 million. Volcanic eruptions over the past few years have severely disrupted life on Montserrat, a British overseas territory. About 2/3 of the population has left, and most of the island is considered unsafe to live in. Keith Stonegraves reports on plans to rebuild the island.